Welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess, and thanks so much for tuning in. Let's get started. Hello, my sweet friends. How are you? I am doing incredible. I woke up early this morning, like right at sunrise, to take my dog for a walk, Mr. Winston, and he proceeded to go and get so muddy. So I had to come home and shower him. And then I've had a full day of coaching private clients, and I'm just so blown away. I'm so blown away by what can happen when a woman is really ready to open up to what's possible for her. And speaking of possibility, I want to talk about dinner parties. I know, don't you love the segue? But truly, I find that so many people don't have real legitimate dinner parties anymore. It's become a lost art. So I want to talk about the lost art of the dinner party and why we should bring it back. My friend Jim Haynes has been hosting a weekly dinner party in his home in Paris for the past 30 years. Every Sunday, at least 50 guests from around the world gather to feast on good food and provocative conversation. And what's interesting is that the demographic varies from a truck driver in Arizona to a Dutch political cartoonist. What do they all have in common? A deep desire to connect and celebrate life. I went to one of Jim's dinners years ago, and I walked in, and being the true bon vivant that he is, he reached out his arms for a big bear hug, and he said, "You must be Tanya," as if we had been lifelong friends. We'd actually never met, and to this day, I have no idea how he knew who I was, but that is a sign of a fabulous host. That particular night, I met a woman from Germany who was writing her book on healing from the pain her family had caused during the Holocaust. I met a Russian poet and a student who was taking a gap year and debating if he wanted to go to college. This is just a sample of the kinds of people Jim attracts. I walked away with such fond memories of that evening and two new friends, this darling couple from Australia with whom I still keep in touch. I also walked away questioning all of the excuses that I had about throwing a great dinner party. So, how do you know when it's time for you to host a dinner party? Well, you know what? Life can become so humdrum, and before you know it, you feel like you're in a rut. I can begin to feel the minutiae of everyday life just like everyone else. You know what? The bills that need to be paid, the laundry that needs folding, the thing that I forgot the name of that I need to pick up from the hardware store. Oh yeah, that's a good sign that you need to actually host a dinner party. There's nothing quite like knowing a group of six or more people are coming over to force you to close the laptop, step away from the desk, and put away the ordinary to-do list and start thinking about something fun and exciting. A great dinner party is a break from the ordinary and a chance to connect with what really matters: connection, inspiration, and perhaps a memory that your 90-year-old self will thank you for. I think the best dinner parties are the ones that you keep thinking about years after they've happened. And I actually had one of those. It's forever etched into my mind. Imagine this: a veranda overlooking the Mediterranean Sea with Italian music floating through the air while we sat underneath a grove of olive trees. I know, it seems like something out of a movie, but that really did happen. My friend Frederico informed us to be at his home at 8 p.m. And when we arrived, nothing had been prepared. Nothing. And me being the Southern girl, you know, our Southern hospitality is everything is well done in advance and it's perfect and cloth napkins and you just walk in and you enjoy. But not Frederico. Nothing had been done, which was amazing because here's what he did. He passed out aprons and Prosecco and gave us our instructions. And for 2 hours, we cooked, laughed, and danced around the kitchen together. And then we gathered outside around the table. We shared dreams. We told stories. There were heated debates filled with curiosity and void of nastiness. And then the laughter. You all, I have never laughed so much. We had to take breaks to catch our breath. Those Italians, they know how to give a good joke. And the dinner party was this like tantalizing intellectual foreplay is the way I like to describe it. But do you know what I remember the most? The presence. My mind didn't wander to the bills that needed to be paid or the work that needed to be done. There was no place to be but there, just sipping limoncello underneath an olive tree at midnight. It really did feel like time had stopped and I had been transported to this magical place, one that challenged and encouraged me to see beyond the noise of everyday life. Enchantment is described as a feeling of great pleasure or delight, or the state of being under a spell, magic. The famous dinner parties of literature such as Alice in Wonderland possess this sort of magical quality, and that evening I was invited to step into the allure of the art that goes into a fabulous dinner party, which will always leave you feeling enchanted. So what's the difference between having dinner versus a dinner party? Well, anyone can have dinner, the main meal of the day, but a dinner party, that's a more rare event. Dinner includes food and perhaps a bit of how was your day kind of conversation. A dinner party is a feast on life itself. Now, I'm sure Emily Post would roll over in her grave with what I'm about to share, but a great dinner party is not about perfect place settings and formal multi-course affairs. In her poem, If I Had My Life to Live Over, Irma Bombeck writes, I would have invited friends over to dinner even if the carpet was stained, the sofa faded. A client of mine recently told me that she has deeply wanted to throw a dinner party for a year, but her apartment was too small. When I told her about Jim's Paris dinners and how he had managed to fit over 50 people into his small apartment for the past 30 years, her excuse really did lose its weight. What was really going on for her was fear. Fear of people saying no, not doing it perfectly enough, burning the food, or the night being a disaster. But you know what? A great dinner party isn't about the size of your home or even the food. A perfectly prepared dish of duck confit doesn't make for a great dinner party if the company is as bland as a rice cake. The most important ingredient is the energy in which you bring to the event and that surrounds the table. After my most memorable feasts that have left me changed, I made a commitment to never be too busy or scared that I can't host a dinner party. If Jim has managed to host one weekly for 30 years, then for sure I can manage one a month. In fact, I made it a mini mission in life to master the dinner party. You see, one of my core values is connection. And not only do I love to connect with others, but I enjoy connecting people to each other. And dinner parties just happen to be a great and fun way to do it. So what makes for a great dinner party? I've found myself asking that question often. In fact, a few months ago, I attended a dinner party in my hometown and I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but something was off. Now, don't get me wrong, the food was superb and the home impeccable, yet the feeling of connection and celebration was missing. It was one of those moments, I'm sure you can relate to, but the conversation felt very forced and awkward, and the hostess seemed to be a bit stressed. I later learned that she and her husband had had an intense argument just moments before we arrived, and Lord knows we have all been there, or some flavor of that. But it proved a very important point, and that is this. A great dinner party has more to do with energy than meal planning. I believe this to be true in all aspects of life. The hostess is responsible for setting the tone. Of course, delicious food paired with the perfect wine with a beautiful ambiance is important. However, as with everything in life, the intention is of the highest importance. As a hostess, my intention is always simple, to be present, to create an environment that enchants, energizes, and inspires, and to have a blast. I'm a big believer, if it's not fun, I don't want to do it. So my dinner parties are always so much fun. And then, of course, I want to do my best to cook a good meal. By the way, having a few signature dishes in your back pocket makes this so much easier. And it doesn't matter if it's having some of my daughter's friends over for a casual supper or when I'm hosting one of my wildly elegant French Kiss Life dinners around the world in a private dining room with a tasting menu and a sommelier guiding us through the wine pairings. The simple intention is always there. I just love using the Southern hospitality that was bred into my bones paired with my love for people to create an unforgettable evening. So are you still doubting the dinner party? I want you to keep on listening because you may be thinking, Tanya, you're taking this whole dinner party thing a bit too far. But that is what a great dinner party challenges you to do, to elevate beyond the ordinary. There are moments we all live for, and they'll never be found staring at a computer screen or trying to complete a to-do list. Yet, most of us don't create these moments for ourselves. We're either complaining about how boring and miserable our lives are and doing nothing about it, or we're hustling, trying to get ahead and hack life. There's one important truth that many have forgotten. Life longs for us to connect and celebrate, to stop and take it all in, to break bread and share stories, to dream. Not to mention something else I've discovered, stepping away from the obligations of life and engaging in something extraordinary is where the best ideas and aha moments will find you. Plus, you never know where that one person, idea, or conversation that has the potential to change everything may be hiding out. I'd bet on a great dinner party. That's where they often find me. So choose to breathe life back into the lost art of the dinner party. You see, French kissing life is about experiencing and celebrating life, not reading, thinking, or talking about living, but actually getting out there and doing it. It's about putting on the dress that you've been saving for a special occasion, getting on a plane, train, or automobile, and showing up to have face-to-face connections with like-minded people. It's about dining on delicious foods, sipping fabulous wines, and feasting on tantalizing conversations. It's about bringing enchantment and elegance back into the everyday. What if we made celebration and connection a priority in our lives? What if we didn't wait for inspiration, but we showed up for it? What if we chose more life and less busy? What if we brought back the lost art of the dinner party? Here's what I think would happen. We would be so engrossed with creating our own lives, we wouldn't have the time to compare it to others. We'd be happier and more content. We'd feel closer to our loved ones. We'd meet new ones. We'd laugh more. We'd enjoy more. We'd definitely French kiss life more. So let me ask you, do you want to give this thing a try? Because I've got some great news that I am so excited to share with you. I am going to be hosting dinner parties around the world this year. I am taking French Kiss Life offline and on the road and across the Atlantic. I'll be going to Los Angeles, Dallas, Chicago, New York City, Paris, and London this year. I'm so excited. And if you want to hear more about it, you can go to frenchkisslife.com/experience, because I am coming to a city near you and I have created the most fabulous affair. I want you to imagine this, an intoxicating and wildly elegant dinner party with the most supportive and fabulous women on the planet. Our cell phones are put away and no one is yawning in boredom. The conversation kicks off before the first course hits the table, and over the next few hours, dreams are shared, excuses shed, and plans made. We toast to our commitments, and we leave with new friends. That is what the French Kiss Life Dinner Society is all about. Doesn't that sound amazing? Because it is. My 90-year-old self and your 90-year-old self want to meet. So you're probably wondering, what are you talking about? If you've not heard me before, and this is the first time listening to me, you're probably wondering, what is she talking about, her 90-year-old self? Well, I wrote a blog post one time where I explained that I often look to my 90-year-old self for wisdom and advice because she's within all of us, and she's the one that will toast us one day and say, well done, darling. A couple years ago, I found my 90-year-old self telling me to get out and to try something new. At that time, we already had a global community of tens of thousands of women, and yet I'd only met a few of you in person. So I decided if Beyoncé can go on tour, why not me? So I did it. I traveled to 6 different cities where I hosted fun cocktail hours and chic dinner parties. And at the cocktail parties, I was able to pass out my famous Tanya hugs. These are the kind of hugs that I've been told releases like major endorphins. It's one of my talents. I'm a great hugger. I'm a toucher. I love hugging people. And if you happen to come, probably going to get a hug from me. You better tell me you don't like touch if you don't want one. But I was able to actually really celebrate with the ladies in the community. And then I jumped in the back of a limo with some of you, and we headed to a private dining room where we feasted for 3 hours. We laughed until our bellies hurt. We shared our wildest dreams. We set mind-blowing intentions, and we made inspiring plans. Friendships were born and magic made, and guess what? I'm craving face-to-face connection with you. I want to celebrate life with you. I want to share inspiring stories with you. I want to break bread and toast dreams with you. I want to encourage and support you. Yes, I want to French kiss life with you in person. And so it became very obvious. It is time for another tour. So yes, my 90-year-old self has spoken, and when she speaks, I listen. Now, let's talk about you. Is it time to close your computer, put on your best outfit, and meet up with like-minded ladies? Is your 90-year-old self nudging you to come meet up with us? If so, listen to her. She is a smart cookie, and she always knows where to find a good time. So if you're wondering if this is the right thing for you, I want you to know this. All are welcome to my table. I simply have one request, that you come prepared to French kiss life. So am I going to get to meet you in person? I certainly would love that. Head over to frenchkisslife.com/experience, and I look forward to toasting and celebrating life with you. Cheers.